Center fielder, number 4, Junior Taylor.
Hello and welcome into Wisconsin, to Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Here is the K-Man, he strikes out.
Check 1-1-2.
Georgia Pacific.
Check 1-1-2. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Hello and welcome into Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and it's good to be here. Hello and welcome in. Check 1-1-2. All right, let's bump that up. Hello and welcome in. Hello, check 1-1-2. Check 1-1-2. Trying this out. 1-2-3. 1-2-3. 1-2-3-4-5. 1-2-3. 1-2-3. 1-2-3-4. Check 1-1-2-3. Check 1-2-3. 1-2-3-4-5. Hello and welcome in. 6-7-8-9-10. This should be much better. 6-7-8-9-10. 6-7-8-9-10. All right, there we go. 9-2-3-4.
And down he goes. You're also back in the toilet paper from Georgia Pacific. And you've got the right fielder number 7, Brian Boyles.
Well, hello and welcome in. And here we are in the top of the fourth inning. I'll keep you updated on everything that's going on. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thank you so much for keeping me company, and my goodness. Well, if you want the real story, I was late. I'm here now. Roddy Roddy, runners are at second and third for Lansing. And Brian Puelbas takes a pitch inside. I had started driving. I was hours and hours on my drive, and I realized that some important equipment was left back in Lansing, Michigan. So that meant turning around and hitting traffic, and I'm here in the fourth inning. It's 3-0 Timber Rattlers as Boyles lines this pitch foul up the right side. He's taking on Jacob Mizorowski, and Mizorowski is a big-time prospect for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, so it is busy here. It is very, very busy. And because it's so busy, there was a long double line to get in. And finally, I did manage to make my way in. Security stopped me initially. But, well, boss waits. Here's the pitch. It takes high. So just to keep you updated with where we are, there's two outs. We're in the top of the fourth inning. It's Junior Perez and Johnny Butler aboard. Butler's at third base, Junior's at second base. A three-run bottom of the second inning has Wisconsin off to the 3-0 lead. Second and third, two gone, the pitch. Breaking ball up and inside to Bryan. So the count. Well, that's ball four. Guelbas is awarded his base, and the bases are loaded with Lansing Lugnuts.
First baseman, Danny Bautista.
Danny Bautista Jr. is coming up, but first, out to the mound, the pitching coach for Wisconsin. Now, the pitching coach for these Wisconsin Timber Rattlers is Josh Spence. It was Drew Thomas, and there's a story here. Drew Thomas is leaving Wisconsin midway through the season to accept a job in the collegiate coaching ranks at the University of Central Florida. And so because of that, Josh Spence has been put in to replace him for the rest of the year. It is not very often that you hear about a minor league baseball coach suddenly leaving the team midway through the season. That is exactly what we have. The Lansing Lugnuts order, by the way, shortstop Max Muncy leads things off. Batting second of the order, True Swift, the second baseman. Heading third, the catcher Daniel Susak. Batting fourth, it's Johnny Butler in left field. Heading fifth, Junior Perez, the center fielder. Batting sixth, third baseman Jack Winkler. Heading seventh, right fielder Bryan Guelbas. That brings us up to first baseman Danny Bautista Jr. Bases loaded. Righty deals to righty. Fouled straight back of the first offering from Jacob Mizorowski. The number nine hitter waiting on deck, DHing Clark Elliott for the 29-33 Lansing Lugnuts. Last year came into Wisconsin and won four out of six games from these Timber Rattlers. At 0-1-2, Bautista Jr. Strike called on the inside corner by Guillermo Rodriguez, a bases umpire's Nobu Yosuda. No balls and two strikes, really quick on Danny. Mizorowski looks to escape the jam. At 0-2 from the big righty. Fastball rips outside, ball one. Lansing starter today, Yoelvis Del Rosario, led down by his defense. It was a throwing error by Max Muncy in the bottom of the second that helped open the door to the three Wisconsin runs. This is a 1-2 from Mizorowski. Popped up, right side, and into right field, the ball travels. Eduardo Fernandez under to make the catch, and that ends the top of the fourth inning. So Lansing loads the bases, but does not score. And off we move to the bottom half of the fourth now. Our score, Wisconsin beating Lansing. That's the Timber Rattlers 3 and the Lugnuts nothing. 3.5 complete from Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. Something else that I noticed that happened, the sound that goes from the board to the computer in order to play all of our commercials, that is now malfunctioning. So because of that, we'll go into the sound of the ballpark throughout this game. But right now, since I'm just starting to be on the air, let me give you the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers starting lineup, shall I? So for Wisconsin, it's going to go a little bit like this. Their second baseman, Robert Moore, leads things off. Batting second, the catcher, Matt Wood. Heading third, it's center fielder Joe Gray Jr. Batting fourth, Darian Miller, the DH. Heading fifth, the shortstop, Eduardo Garcia. Batting sixth, Ernesto Martinez Jr. He's the first baseman. Then batting seventh, the third baseman, Ben Metzinger, who was the player who homered off the first pitch that he saw from Mason Miller last year when these two teams got together. Miller making his Lansing debut. The left fielder, Javon Ward, bats eighth. Batting ninth, it's the right fielder, Eduardo Fernandez. And as mentioned, right-hander Jason Mizorowski out there on the mound. And that last name is Mizorowski. So you'll be ready if ever you have to spell it in a spelling bee. Yoelvis Del Rosario getting the start today for Lansing. Had a good, strong first inning, then the three-run second. Settled back down and worked a scoreless bottom of the third. And Yoelvis is ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-0 Wisconsin. His first pitch, a fastball up and in. Ball one to Eduardo Garcia. It's going to go 5-6-7. Garcia, Martinez, Metzinger. Righty to righty. Strike called. And the count is even. The Lansing defense in a moment. I'll let you know that the catcher is Daniel Susak once again. A break even. Strike two called. Received by Susak. Susak back after being back with his family and missing the last four games of the just-completed Peoria series. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Del Rosario strikes at Garcia. One up and one gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tossed ball one, then strike one, strike two, strike three. Hello, Leanne Cook. Hello, Marsha Bullard. So glad to have you along here with me. So now here's Ernesto Martinez Jr., who swings and misses, strike one. Martinez Jr. is a left-handed hitting first baseman. One out, nobody on. 3-0, Wisconsin in the opener. Wind the pitch. Stays outside. One ball, one strike. Besides the catcher, Susak, at first base for Lansing, Danny Bautista Jr. Here's the pitch. A cue shot rolling up the third base side and spinning foul. Strike two. Second baseman for Lansing, Drew Swift. At shortstop, Max Muncy. At third base, Jack Winkler. At the outfield for Lansing, Johnny Butler's in left. Center field, Junior Perez. And in right field, it's Brian Guelbas. Ragged start to this game for the visitors from Michigan State Capitol. One out, nobody on. One ball and two strikes. Del Rosario delivers. Missed outside. Ball two. The Lugnuts are wearing their road black jerseys, road gray pants. The pitch. Down low. Two balls, two strikes. Black caps, black brim, silver luggy, the lug nut on the front. 2-2. Swing and a foul straight back. It's really a beautiful evening in Appleton. No clouds in the sky above. Wind blowing from left to right across the field. It used to be that the Lugnuts were the team in the first baseside dugout here. They have switched that. A time granted to the batter. They move the visiting side clubhouse from the first baseside to the third baseside. And there's the brand new slide here. Up beyond the left field wall. Ride the slide, they encourage. Del Rosario to the plate. Bounced it in for ball four. And Martinez draws the one-out walk. Now the number seven hitter in the order, Ben Metzinger.
Ben Metzinger.
Righty-righty, one-out, nobody on. Or I should say runner at first, as Del Rosario misses off the outside corner. Ball one. You would think this would set up the potential for a double play. That is something that Lansing does better than anybody else. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Then again, Yoelvis Del Rosario can rear back and toss his fastball right past these Timber Rattlers. Last road trip, that fastball was high as 98 miles an hour. Now 1-1. High for ball two. Wisconsin is wearing their home white uniforms, their color white and maroon. The pitch. Pop foul. Actually, Scott down the right side. This might stay fair. Buelbas down the line. Second baseman Swift in a foul ground. Can't get there. It did fall a foul ball. Drew Swift lost his baseball cap along the way. Two balls and two strikes on Metzinger. We see the highway overpass out beyond the right center field wall. There's a big glove out beyond right field The glove has a Miller Lite can in front, and it's labeled the Home Run Porch. These stands are packed. Del Rosario's pitch. Fastball missed outside. Didn't get the call. Three balls and two strikes on Metzinger. A strike out of Garcia. A walk to Ernesto Martinez Jr. And now what here with the payoff? Runner doesn't go, and it's low for ball four. Del Rosario has issued a second consecutive walk. Well, here comes Javon Ward.
Left fielder, number four.
And with that, the pitching coach, Don Schulze, is out of the dugout. Been a long time since Wisconsin took a trip into Lansing, Michigan. This has been the trip, Lansing up here to Appleton. Now, you could take the ferry if you wanted. You could go from Muskegon to Milwaukee, or you could drive all the way around. And if you do that, you'll drive through four different states. You'll go from Michigan to Indiana to Illinois, driving around Chicago, and then lastly into Wisconsin, across the border. You wave hello to Beloit. You make a left turn right before you get to Wisconsin. Then you drive west inland, take a little north past Oshkosh, and you arrive here past the town of Grand Chute in Appleton, lovely town. At one point, this was the Appleton Foxes, and then they rebranded to the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in the 90s. Javon Ward bats from the left side. 2-1, one out, 3-0 Rattlers in the fourth. The pitch. Rosario starts him off with ball one. Fastball missing down. Eduardo Fernandez waits on deck. Here's the pitch from Del Rosario. Skied out to left field. Johnny Butler to his right. Rushes down the line. Butler's under for the catch. He got there. And the runners retreat. Fair territory. Right down the left field line. Two outs.
Number 10, Eduardo Fernandez.
The record is not great for Wisconsin. It's 25-36 coming in. However, they just went 7-4 on a road trip to Michigan. Roddy, Eduardo Fernandez takes ball one outside. They went 5-1. Actually, let me make sure I get this right. They went 4-1 against West Michigan. They had a game canceled. The pitch. Inside for ball two. And then they went 3-3 against the Great Lakes Loons. And you know what? 7-4 against West Michigan and Great Lakes for a team that had been scuffling. That's good ball. 2-1, 2-out, 3-0 Rattlers. A ground ball on the left side. Nice hop from Muncy. Underhands to third. And there Winkler forces out the lead runner, Martinez. That does it on a scoreless bottom of the fourth inning. Two walks, but that is all. No runs. And as we go to the fifth inning, here are the sounds of the ballpark. Wisconsin 3, Lansing nothing.
Here comes a Rattler tradition. It's a fan favorite. It's a Brazuca. Hey, Link moves by. You know you might be able to catch one of those delicious swimming rockfields. The official dog is here at the stadium. It is being pulled by the Fame Wheel, provided by Colossal Toyota. Stop on in for a test drive. Tell me that we sent you. It's powered by compressed air. Mountain Bay Scuba, home of your outdoor fun experts, located at 811 Lynch Avenue in Appleton. And it's also brought to you by Skipper Boats Oshkosh, the largest selection of pontoons and fishing boats in the Midwest. Visit skipperboats.com for more information. It is a Rodzuka. And we have a couple of special messages. Send your way up on the video board. let's go to inning number five. The designated hitter for Lansing, number 11, Clark Elliott.
We begin the top half of the fifth inning with Clark Elliott. First pitch, he takes strike called on the inside corner from Jason Mizorowski. Top of the fifth, Lansing trailing 3-0 against Wisconsin. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Down 1-2 here. The offering. Fastball inside. One ball and one strike. That fastball is exploding out of his hand. Set by the big righty, the kick, the pitch. Breaks inside for ball two. Hitter's count here for Elliott. A ground ball past the mound. The second baseman to his right gobbles it up. And a throw to first base with the stretch in time for the out. Elliott grounds out to Robert Moore. Nice play by Ernesto Martinez Jr. reacting at first base. So Elliott is out. And we go back to the top of the order, Max Muncy.
Brings up the shortstop.
The Wisconsin defense, Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first base with Robert Moore playing second. Roddy Roddy, the pitch to Max. Ah, fooled, went around too far for strike one on the pitch up above the zone. On the left side of the infield, the shortstop is Eduardo Garcia. And at third base, it's Ben Metzinger. Mizorowski tosses to Muncy. Way outside and all the way to the backstop. And that is ball one. The catcher is Matt Wood. On the outfield for Wisconsin, Martinez Jr. is in left, or I should say Ward is in left, in center field Gray, and in right field Fernandez. And Muncy takes ball two. A couple of juniors, Joe Gray Jr. and Ernesto Martinez Jr., to say nothing of Danny Batista Jr. for the Lugnuts. Righty, righty, Muncy waits. Pitch on its way. Breaking ball right through the front door. Called a strike on the inside corner. Two and two on Muncy. Drew Swift waits on deck. Muncy gets time granted. After Swift, Daniel Susak. Lansing is trying to get some offense going here in game one of this six-game series. One out, nobody on. Out of 2-2 pitch from Muncy. Swinging a weak tapper right back to the mound. Mizorowski picks it up, fires to first in time by half a step. And out number two. So bring up. Let the PA announcer. There you go. There's Drew Swift coming up. But first, a visit to the mound. And that looks to be the manager, Joe Arolt. We'll see if we get a call to the bullpen. And Mizorowski is done. The gate is open in center field. The point, and Mizorowski is done. Well, the Wisconsin Ballyhooed starter went 4 2/3 innings. 3 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, no runs. This was his very first home start, and I dare say that they should be proud with how he looked. Second rounder for the Milwaukee Brewers. So a new man coming in for Wisconsin. We'll see if that brings these Lugnuts bats to life. So far, the hits of the game for the Lugnuts, all of them singles. Junior Perez, Jack Winkler, Clark Elliott. Nothing to show for it. 5 runners left on. Walks drawn by Johnny Butler and Brian Buelbas. They left the bases loaded last inning. Well, I had this chance. let me tell you this. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. New man into the ball game is the left-hander Carlos Morales.
You're competing in sports medicine.
Morales comes in. Low three-quarter arm angle from the left side. Now, I should mention that that first name, Carlos, spelled with a K. He was born in Covina, California, and he was drafted way back in 2017, 6 years ago, in the 25th round. His pitch to Drew Swift, swing and a miss, strike one. And coming into play today, Morales is making his 18th appearance with Wisconsin, his ERA 4.7. Two outs, nobody on, 3-0. The Lugnuts are down. The pitch to Swift. That's just off the outside corner and a double clutch by the catcher Wood, who was hoping for the call from the home plate umpire Guillermo Rodriguez. No, sir. Lugnuts would love to get Swift on with his great speed. Pitch is on its way. That's Scott Fowl off the right side. Count on Drew is 1-2. Daniel Susak waiting on deck. The pitch to Swift. Changeup swung at and missed. He's gone. And that does it for the top of the fifth inning. In order, the Lugnuts go down against two different Wisconsin Timber Rattlers pitchers. So we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Timber Rattlers 3, Lansing nothing. Hear the sounds of the ballpark.
Presented by the Neuroscience Group, your brain, pain, and spine team, Air Wisconsin, Angels of Hope, NCC, Julie Millstar, Associated Bank, Scott Braun, Bill Cowher, his birthday bash, Department of Children and Families, Faith Technologies, First English Lutheran Church, Forefront Dermatology, Kate Special Wealth Advisors, Heartland Business Systems, Impact Sports Academy, Investment Concepts, Warren University Athletics, Miller Electric Interns, Moments Costas, Nina U Baseball, Oshkosh Pride and Quality Network, Pierce Manufacturing, Pride KC, Schneider's, Secure, Sonic's Aircraft, Sure Controls, The Singular Company, The Wise Service Corp, Thank You Care, Ortho Corso, Tiffany Holmes Real Estate Group, U.S. Venture, Unapologetic Pride, UWO Math Graduate Faculty and Students, Valley Express, Burn, Wickland Funeral, and Wisconsin Veterans Home. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the game. Brought to you by the Neuroscience Group. They bring us also Teacher Time.
So let's go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, shall we? Jessica Briggs-Strassler here, 3-0 Wisconsin. Adio Elvis Del Rosario misses up and away, ball one to Robert Moore. He's the switch hitting leadoff man for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Next offering misses low, ball two. So Del Rosario is fighting himself. For Yoelvis, though, just the 3 runs in the second inning. Ball three outside. So entering this fifth inning, 4 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, 3 Ks. He issues. High and outside, ball four. 4-pitch walked the leadoff hitter in the Wisconsin order. and that gets the bottom of the fifth inning going. Not a recipe for success, but you never know. First of six meetings this year between the Lugnuts and the Timber Rattlers. And oh no. Well, the athletic trainer Eric Fast is on his way out to the mound alongside Don Schulze. This is not your everyday run-of-the-mill pitching mound visit. Matt Wood is coming up, and then Joe Gray Jr. It is Fast standing alongside. Schulze was looking Uelvis in the eye. And just that quickly, Fast and Schulze depart. Del Rosario remains in. The Lansing bullpen is to the left of the center field batter's eye. And it appears that John Beller is the left-hander warming up in the pen. We continue. Here's Matt Wood. Runner at first, nobody at first pitch. That's in there for a called strike. Del Rosario, when he's going well, can get grounders to get out of jams. And the stuff has been explosive. Righty deals to lefty. Pitch on its way. Change up outside. Fastball, change up, slider. Not necessarily in that order either. A 1-1. We'll wait. Pickoff, though, instead over to first base. And Robert Moore dove back in safely. Wind is gusting in right now. Flags are above the right center field wall. Del Rosario with the 1-1. Hit in the air out to left field for Johnny Butler. Butler comes in. He waits below. A one-hand catch. And hurriedly Moore back to first base. One out. So not on the ground, in the air instead, but perfectly routine.
Center field. Number 5, Joe Gray Jr.
And now the manager, Craig Conklin, goes to the mound, and this could be all. There was action in the bullpen behind him, literally behind him. I knew Elvis Del Rosario's done. A little dap for Jack Winkler coming in from third base. And the call to the bullpen for Lansing. It arrives one out into the bottom of the fifth. The starter for Wisconsin, Jason Mizorowski, worked 4 2/3. And then he left Elvis Del Rosario 4 1/3. And a call to the pen to bring in Jack Owen. Southpaw from Auburn comes into the ball game for the Lugnuts. I just sat down with Jack for a pregame interview on Saturday. Good to catch up with him. Following up on our conversations from earlier, because he is in part of his third season as a member of the Nuts. Joined Lansing at the very tail end of 2021. After he was signed as an undrafted free agent, made his professional debut with the Lugnuts, pitched fairly well, especially when you consider that it was his first taste of professional baseball. And then from there, Jack began last year with Stockton, and he worked out of the bullpen for Stockton before he was promoted at the mid-year point to Lansing, and he was a Lugnuts starting pitcher, and he was good as a starting pitcher. At one point, he was named the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week. Well, he was utilized as a starter, then later as a swingman. This year, Owen has primarily been a reliever. He made one spot start and was good. But whenever they've needed him, here he's come on to work as a reliever. And I asked him about the difficulty in that, because he's been effective once again. His ERA is 2.89. He's been exactly what they want him to be, which is he throws strikes, he keeps batters off balance, he doesn't allow runs. And he works, what, maybe once a week? Every now and then, maybe twice a week. But here's Owen working in the very first game of this series. So that would lead you to guess that we are going to see him again against Wisconsin before things have come to an end. Well, he comes on to take on Joe Gray Jr. Runner takes off from first on the first pitch, grounded up the middle, base hit center field. A hesitation for Robert Moore as he rounded second. He goes all the way to third base, scooting in standing. And from center field, Perez lobs into shortstop. A first pitch single by Gray to welcome in Owen. And there are runners at the corners, one out bottom of the fifth. And Wisconsin lead advancing 3-0.
Number 7, Darian.
So now the batter, Darian Miller. Left-handed batter against the southpaw. Gray away from first base, Moore from third. Initial offering of the at-bat. Taken high for ball one. Owen gets his sign. A slider. Strike called. One ball, one strike. Trying to contain this Wisconsin offense, already up by 3. Owen delivers a break even. Here it comes. Up and inside. On the count now, 2 balls and 1 strike. The set. Runner moves from first base. Breaking ball in the outside corner. No off the corner. Throw down to second base. Muncy returns the throw to Daniel Susak. And Susak applies the tag on Moore coming home. Beautifully done. Muncy cut off Susak's throw in front of second base and fired it right back to Daniel. And Robert Moore was out by a lot. Picture perfect execution. They did not get the call in the outside corner. So I believe that the count is now 3 balls and 1 strike. Joe Gray Jr. is into second base, but he's in there on the play. And Moore caught stealing the plate 2-6-2. 2 outs, 3-1 pitch, right down the middle for a called strike 2. Love it. Absolutely love good baseball like that. On with the payoff. Looks back at Gray and the pitch. Swerves down and away. Rare walk for Owen. Miller down to first base.
Shortstop. Number 3, Waterbury.
Owen now deals to Eduardo Garcia. Low and away, ball 1. 3-0 Timber Rattlers. Garcia is 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Runners are at first and second, 2 away. Last of the fifth. The pitch. Up high and outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. It is so unusual to see Owen falling behind these batters. That is the strength of his game, is his location. But not right now. He's got trouble brewing. Fires a 2-0 to Garcia, batting right. Popped up but foul, back and out of play. Strike 1. Ernesto Martinez Jr. waits on deck. Owen looks back at second. Here it comes. Barely misses inside. 3 balls, 1 strike. Owen has his sign. Check back on the runner, and then time called at home plate. Now we're ready for action. On the 3-1. Swing and a miss. It was by him before he was ready. A Three balls and two strikes. And you know what that means. This will be an action pitch. Those runners will be in motion on this 3-2. Gray from second, Miller from first. Here it is. Fisted off the hands, foul. Right side, Batista Jr. over. Makes a great sliding catch with a cloud of dust erupting around him as he went into the barricade up the right side. The Wisconsin first base coach checked in on him. Danny Batista Jr. starred on the scorecard and in the bottom of the fifth inning. Let's go to the sixth. It's Lansing trailing Wisconsin 3-0. No more. No runs added to that lead by the Rattlers.
Around the Rattler International Speedway, which is the warning track. Going all the way over the checkered flag. Whipper has it tonight in front of the Rattlers dugout. Down the stretch we come. Who's it going to be? They're going side by side for the lead. Bang gets off into second. And we got winners. Thanks everybody driving the vehicles here tonight. Our winner, Smooth. Stream Trucking Semi, Rough Turtle Car, Smooth Moon Pickup Truck, your winner, Smooth Moon. I want to thank Ben's Small Engines located in Appleton. Smooth Moon is a professional moving company serving Wisconsin and beyond. Midwest Restoration, call the experts there. In the race for Taste, Flamers Dairy takes first place. Thanks to all of our sponsors. And be sure to check your 21 and over wristband. If you see your number on the video board, you just want a case of Bud Light, stop by Fan Assistance, claim your prize, 18869. Congratulations. Enjoy responsibly. Steinhoffels is the sponsor of Grand Slams all season long. If one is hit tonight by the Rappers, someone gets a skill credit, $3,000. When it's not hit, it goes up by $100 for tomorrow afternoon's game. Letting off, Daniel Susak.
Top of the sixth inning sees Daniel Susak leading off and taking ball one outside from the lefty, Carlos Morales. 3-0, Lansing is down. 3-4-5 in the order due here. Southpaw offers to the righty slugger. Low and in. Two balls and no strikes. Susak, followed by Butler and Perez, tried to do something about that three-run deficit. Here it comes, on 2-0. Off the outside corner, three balls and no strikes on Susak. And things beginning auspiciously. Morales wears number 12. Time granted to Daniel. Now he takes a called strike from Morales. Three and one. Morales out of the stretch. Here it is. Ball four outside. And Lansing is a leadoff walk for the sixth inning. Susak's on for the first time today. Next up, Johnny Butler.
Left fielder. Eight. Johnny Butler.
Lefty, lefty here. 3-0 Rattlers in the sixth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. The cleanup hitter in the order. Butler came into play today, having reached base in 10 out of his last 12 plate appearances. He struck out back in the second inning. He walked in the fourth, stole a base, stranded at third. The 0-1 from Morales. The slider called the strike in the outside corner. And quickly, it's nothing and two. It is Tuesday, June the 20th. Short lead for Susak. Pitch on its way. Low and outside. It is interesting to see the first baseman, Martinez Jr., playing in front of Daniel Susak at first base. He's playing in. And the third baseman, Metzinger, is way off the line. Shortstop Garcia is cheating up the middle. Second baseman Moore playing Butler to pull. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Badly fooled by the breaking ball. Down and away. Butler missed it by a couple of feet. And he struck out for the second time. One down for Junior Perez. One on, one out. Susak the lead at first. Lefty deals to righty. Inside, ball one. No runs, three hits, one error for the Nuts. Three runs, three hits, no errors for Wisconsin. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball down and in. Two balls and no strikes. This is going to sound obvious. It's a really good breaking ball when Morales locates it. We just saw how devastating it could be against Johnny Butler. The deal, swing and a miss. Exploding on the outside corner. Game number 63 of the Lugnut season. And coming your way from Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. Pitch, low. Three balls, one strike. If you go to the Wisconsin Timber Raptors website, you'll see it just says Fox City Stadium. But if you go elsewhere, you'll just see it says Neuroscience Group Field. 3-1. Hit in the air. In shallow center field. Short step out. Center fielder in. Center fielder the call. And Gray Jr. the catch. Daniel Susak is stuck at first base. So a hitter's count, but poor contact by Jr. Two outs. I'm trying to make as much space as I can on the scorecard. To right Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. We're in the Fox Cities. Jack Winkler takes the breaking ball on the inside corner, called a strike. Not caught cleanly by catcher Wood. Little yodeling. Press is right style. Here's the pitch. That breaks outside. One ball, one strike. A lot of sliders from Morales. Morales issued the leadoff walk to Susak. He's gotten the last two. He fires. Little lofter out to right field. Fernandez to his left down the line makes the catch. And Lansing is retired scorelessly. Susak's leadoff walk is left. And we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. It remains Wisconsin 3, Lansing nothing.
Help us keep the stadium clean. Pass all of your garbage and recyclables. One of our ushers, they will take it for you. Our staff and GFL appreciate your help in keeping the stadium clean and looking great in this season. And thank you again to all of our ushers for all the hard work that you do. It is sixth inning. That means Juniper home run inning. Rattler gets a home run this inning. Somebody gets a gift card from Juniper. If one is hit off of Juniper's sign out in the outfield, it gets a spa or dinner table. Your chance to be the contestant, sign up, juniperpools.com. Leading off the home run inning, it's our sure hit man, the first baseman, 32 Ernesto Martinez.
Ernesto Martinez Jr. steps in. On the first pitch to him, misses for ball one from the lefty Jack Owen. Owen and the Lugnuts, Martinez Jr. and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. The pitch, strike called.
You're welcome, my friend.
Martinez Metzinger Ward, 6-7-8 for the Rattlers order, up 3-0. The pitch on its way. Strike two called on the outside corner. While Owen relieved the starter Del Rosario in the fifth inning, and his command was not as sharp as usual, looking much better now. Black Sox pulled up a little bit below the knees. Jack kicks and deals. A slider hit on a high hop right side. Jumping grab, Batista Jr. feeds Owen to the bag at number one. Well played. That's a couple of fine plays in a row by Danny Batista Jr. So now Ben Metzinger. 3-0 Rattlers. Each team only three hits in the game. And for Wisconsin, just three second inning runs. The pitch, Metzinger fouls it away in the air off the right side. Oh, and a deep breath. Winds, throws. That's elevated high above the infield. Owen is under. Batista Jr. calls him off up the first baseline. He's got another out, and then he staggers backward. Well, Danny has had his difficulties on pop-ups, but he's never failed to secure. Now there's two gone. So now, here's Javon Ward, who takes the breaking ball outside and ball one.
That's like 3 weeks ago.
Rattlers three, Lugnuts nothing. Owen looks for a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth. This slider misses outside, and the count two balls and no strikes. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Owen to Ward. Fly ball pushed foul off the left side. And we'll try it again. Two balls, one strike. Owen's pitch. Strike three called. It said 2-1 on the scoreboard. I should have said that 2-2. And Owen took Javon Ward by unawares. And he froze him with a fastball. That ends the bottom of the sixth inning. We're going to the seventh. Lugnuts continuing to trail 3-0.
As you can see, our grounds crew doing a little cleanup. Cleanup for the field. Brought to you by Acquire Restoration. So that minor damage can have a major disaster, large or small. You want the game to be correctly and in the most cost-effective manner. And you can count on Acquire Restoration. And you can count on our grounds.
It's better now.
Nice job, thanks for all your hard work.
So what it is basically I'm going to build it for another 3 years.
It's the move-out company's Tucker Cam. On the video board, if you see yourself up there, drive the truck first. Pump that horn and drive the truck.
That's free and clear.
That was out, drive it.
By the way, there's a conversation going on just below our crowd microphone because that's the way of these things, isn't it?
Moving out, companies. organization that values professionalism and respect for the drivers as well as clients. Learn more at LittleDownCompanies.com. It's a trucker can.
Wisconsin sticks with the lefty Carlos Morales. And we enter the top of the seventh inning. Well, down 3-0, top of the seventh. Brian Buelbas, the batter. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes in. Well, boss, Bautista Jr. and Elliott 7-8-9 against the southpaw. Other one ball offering. Fouled off into the screen. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. That ball went riding out there. And Carlos Morales continues to put the lug nuts in control of these counts. Question is, can they take advantage? It has not been fully sharp. On the 2-1, breaking ball up and away. And the count is 3-1 on Buelbas. Well now, here it comes. And that misses for ball four. It missed inside. Last inning began with a Daniel Susak leadoff walk, but he never left first base. This seventh inning begins with a walk to Buelbas. Danny Bautista Jr. now. First, though, a check on the runner. Buelbas back in. Brian drawing his second walk of the game. It's the Lugnuts' fourth walk drawn overall. Now they haven't scored anybody yet. Buelbas a threat to run. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. They have run successfully, though. Jack Winkler stole second base in the second inning. Johnny Butler and Junior Perez pulled off a double steal on the fourth. Strike one toss from Morales. We'll wait. Snap throw over. Not too much mustard on it. Attendance here today, 4,803. And believe you me when I tell you, this place is loaded. So many people here. On the 0-1. Swing and a miss. And that bent down and in. Finished up behind Bautista Jr.'s back. I don't know about that pitch swing decision. Danny's defense has been on point in this game. At the plate, he's 0 for 2. He's grounded to second. He's flied to right. Morales straightens with the sign. Buelbas at first. 0-2. Sails outside. Escapes catcher Wood. And Buelbas goes jogging down to second base. He's into scoring position. One ball and two strikes is the count on Danny Bautista Jr. Clark Elliott is waiting in the wings. Lansing trying to get something going in this seventh. Down by 3. A set. Buelbas runs. And the pitch is punched on the ground right side. Gobbled up by Moore. Throws to first. Gets the out. All the while, Brian Buelbas advances to third. One out. And now if you're Clark Elliott, your job is to get that runner in.
Designated hitter. Number 11, Clark
Elliott. Lefty, lefty. Elliott is 1-for-2 with a single. The number 9 hitter in the order. The first pitch. Low and away. Ball 1 from Morales. No need to expand, but if the pitch is there, can Elliott plate Buelbas and give the Lugnuts their first run? They're within talking distance. Fastball inside, 2 balls, no strikes. It's not get whispering distance, but it's certainly not shouting distance either. A 2-0. Check swing. Strike called on the inside corner. The infield for Wisconsin has third baseman Metzinger playing in. The middle infielders, medium depth. First baseman back. The 2-1. Breaking ball. In there. Strike two called. Slider from Morales. Leadoff hitting Max Muncy is waiting on deck. Here comes the 2-2. Low and away. Ball three. Well, at the very least, you don't want to strike out. That's where you put your faith in Clark Elliott's contact hitting skills, but also his strike zone discernment. He has earned this 3-2. He takes the breaking ball, called strike three. It locked him up, and that is out number two. And that is highly disappointing.
Number three, Max Muncy.
Now Max Muncy takes inside ball one. A little low as well. So with Muncy the batter, now the Lugnuts need to get that runner in with two outs. The pitch to Muncy. Outside for ball two. Muncy came into play today, 10 hits in his last 20 at-bats. But he's 0 for 3. He has flied to right. He has flied to left. He's grounded out to the pitcher. A mad dash by Buelbas at third base, and then he stopped. The pitcher Morales stepped off the rubber. Boy, if he had tried a straight steal of home, imagine. 3-0 Rattlers. The pitch. Muncy takes ball three outside. Third baseman Metzinger off the bag. Left-hander on the mound has no idea about Buelbas. He went about halfway down the line, and then he stopped. A 3-0. Ball four low. Well, the third walk given out by Morales. And now there are runners at the corners. That means that Drew Swift is coming up as the game-tying run. And Joe Arald is wasting no time. Looks like the Wisconsin manager is going right back to his bullpen. So for Wisconsin. Frustrations of the lack of command shown off by the reliever Morales, and yet he stranded the walk to Susac last inning. It's Buelbas at third, Muncy at first. Now two men out, and Drew Swift is coming up against a new pitcher coming in for the Rattlers. Swift is looking to turn around his game. Swift was the first batter faced by Morales. In the fifth inning, he struck out. And that made him 0-for-3 with three strikeouts today. First two called out looking against the starting pitcher, Mizorowski. And that one's swinging. So now Drew Swift will try his luck against this new man into the ballgame for the Rattlers. This is going to be Brandon Jordan, the right-hander. Brandon Jordan is out of Collinsville, Oklahoma. He was drafted 2 years ago in the ninth round from South Carolina. So he went from Oklahoma to the SEC. Jordan this year has a 2.01 ERA in 17 relief appearances, 22 and one-third innings, 7 walks, 24 strikeouts. He has only allowed 15 hits in the league, batting 195 against the righty. 6'2", 190 pounds for the 24-year-old. He'll turn 25 in July. looking over his splits. Right-handed batters are hitting just 167 compared to lefties 220. And he'll be taking on the righty Swift. Here comes Drew. What a spot this is. The Lugnuts have not had too many opportunities. Left the bases loaded in the fourth inning. Down 3-0. First pitch. Swift takes. Ball one. Muncy at first, a threat to run. At third base, Guelbas, two outs. Down by 3 in the seventh. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Right under the hands on the inside corner. One ball, one strike to Swift, the Arizona State Sun Devil. Muncy runs. The pitch is dribbled. Foul left side. And Muncy is sent back to first base. Strike two. Daniel Susak is on deck. 3-0 is the score. Here it comes. Swift takes. Ball two. Just missed. Aimed for the outside corner at the knees. Good eye from Swift. The second baseman wearing the number two and batting second of the order. Jordan kicks. Offers. Buried it. Ball three. Swift has worked the count full. And let's say he draws ball four. That would load up the bases for Daniel Susak. Little Jaws music. The ominousness of the moment for the hometown team. Muncy runs. Swift swings and misses. Chase the off-speed on the ground. Picked up by catcher Wood. And the lob down to first base completes Swift's fourth strikeout. Jordan got him. Runners are left at first and third. Lansing remains scoreless. And we hit the stretch. 3-0, Wisconsin.
We'll be back here for the night. We got some dogs down there. Well, that you're having some fun. I'll be here all week. It's that time again where we stand up and we stretch out. It's time for the seventh inning stretch. I have brought you my shoes. And this is where we do a little bit of singing as well. I think you know how it goes. Join me here on a count of one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back for it. Root for the Rattlers. If they don't win, it's a shame. Let me hear it. For it. Still out at the old ball game. Right now, let's get some more runs. Yeah! Cost surprises me as heels has them this time.
And the tradition in Wisconsin, roll out the barrel following Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Jack Owen stays in the ballgame for Lansing. 3-0, Wisconsin. To the bottom of the seventh inning. The lefty Owen deals to Eduardo Fernandez. And that's down for ball one. Eduardo, of course, E-D-U-A-R-Q-U-I, Eduardo. Number nine hitter. 1-0. Outside ball two. More on Wood to follow, the top two hitters in the order. Here's the pitch to the right fielder, batting right. A ground ball hit toward third baseman Winkler. Fields fires across, and the scoop not made by Batista Jr. So Fernandez is on. That throw by Winkler died, and so it was up to Danny Batista Jr. to come up with a one-hop, short-hop pick. He couldn't do it. The number nine hitter is on. Throwing error charge to Winkler. Robert Moore steps in, takes a called strike on the inside corner. Second error of the ballgame, charged to Lansing. Owens pitch. Moore fouls it away, off the right side. Quickly, nothing and two. Moore is 0 for 2 with a walk. Right-handed batter. Owens 0-2. Off the outside corner. Could not get him to chase. Last time that Moore reached base, he was caught trying to steal. At a little league double steal attempt, he was caught at home plate. 1-2. Sails inside. And the count is even. Two balls and two strikes on Robert Moore. At work, he leads away from first, held on by Bautista Jr. He runs, and the pitch is grounded on the left side. Winkler, the quick grab. Throws over to first base to get the out. That was a difficult one-hop pick by Winkler. Stopping at second base, Fernandez. Moore is at number one. So the error committed by Jack, and it comes right back with a sparkler. Bring up Matt Wood.
Brings up their catcher, number eight, Matt Wood.
One out, runner at second base for Wisconsin, leading 3-0 last of the seventh. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch. Heading the outside corner. Strike called with a fastball. Top of the order has not been impactful in this game for the Rattlers. Wood is 0 for 3 with two ground outs and a fly out to left. Pitch on its way. Out of the air, shallow right field. It's trouble, but Buelba's there with the catch, and with a strong arm gets it into shortstop. Hernandez back to second base. Wood is out number two. So the Penn State Nittany Lion is retired. That brings up a man who was drafted in the second round 5 years ago out of Hattiesburg High School in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. It's Joe Gray Jr., the number three hitter, right-handed batter. 1-for-3 with a single. 3-0 Wisconsin, first pitch. Inside corner, strike called. A Lugnut starting pitcher, Yoelvis Del Rosario, went 4 1/3 innings. Shaq Owen has taken it from there. Owen delivers. Swing and a miss, strike two. On the pitch away. If Owen can finish off this bottom of the seventh inning, that would be 2 2/3 scoreless. The only runners against him. A single and a walk in the fifth. And the throwing error by Winkler here to begin this seventh. Owen's 0-2. Fouled off into the screen. We stay right here. Against Gray, no balls and two strikes. Owen has his sign with a high set. Looks back at the runner. Kicks, throws. That two is fouled away. This one in the air off the right side. Out of the rooftop. The maroon rooftop and then rolling down. Guess you could call this burgundy, too. It is really more of a shade of purple than a shade of red. The pitch. A ground ball pulled on the left side. It's Winkler grabbing this one off his third base spot. Fires to first for the out. That's out number three. Joe Gray Jr. retired by Owen. And that does it for the seventh inning. 2 2/3 scoreless by Jack. Eduardo Fernandez stranded in scoring position. So let's go to the eighth. Timber Rattlers 3, Lugnuts nothing.
$1,657. You have until the middle of the eighth inning to claim your prize, or we will choose another winner. Your ticket will be void, so everybody hold on to your tickets. If it is yours, head up to Van Assist immediately. Headquartered in MENA, locations throughout the world, it's Flexus. Log on to Flexus.com. And we would like to welcome today's Capital One What's in Your Wallet Shuffle contestant and all. Keep your eyes on Capital One's Venture X card. Guess which wallet has the card in it at the end of the video. And let's start shuffling. Watch it all the way around. A little tricky here.
Your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of this game here today. Today in Lugnuts history, who is the player traded from the Lugnuts, or I should say, traded from the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers to the Lugnuts, who played in 61 games for the Rattlers and 61 games for the Lugnuts during the 1996 season? Can you name that player? Today, June the 20th, 1996, he was traded by the Brewers to the Royals, or I should say, by the Seattle Mariners to the Royals. Who is that player? Email me, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. Traded from the Rattlers to the Lugnuts, the two teams playing each other at the time, so he simply changed clubhouses. He was great for the Lugnuts. Name him. Daniel Susan, first pitch swinging, misses on the off-speed away. Strike one from the right-hander Brennan Jordan. Lugnuts opening up the eighth inning, down 3-0 against the Rattlers. The pitch, a bouncing ball pushed on the right side, grabbed by first baseman Martinez Jr. Under hands to the pitcher, Jordan, galloping to the bag for out number one. Final line for the reliever, Carlos Morales, by the way. Two innings, hitless, scoreless. He walked three, and he struck out three. And it was Jordan who took over for him with runners at first and third to strike out Drew Swift and end a threat in the seventh inning. It's Jordan who continues in this top of the eighth. 3-0 Rattlers. And it's Jordan who fires in a fastball called a strike in the outside corner to Johnny Butler. Left-handed batter against the right-handed reliever for the Rattlers. The pitch underneath the arms. One ball, one strike. Butler has struck out twice and he has walked. Number four batter in the order. Pitch on its way. Down and outside. Count is two balls, one strike. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, while here it's one out, nobody on, top of the eighth. Lugnuts trailing Wisconsin 3-0. They're in the 10th inning in Dayton. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three. In Dayton, Ohio, a Day Air ballpark, it's the Lake County Captains 6, the Dayton Dragons 4, top of the 10th. Dragons only have three hits in the game. The deal. Lifted foul out of play, towering off the left side. That's strike two. Vin Timpanelli getting hit around on the top of the 10th by the Captains. It might not be done yet. The pitch. Butler hits a high fly out to center field. Joe Gray Jr. is going back in front of the track. He's got the catch. Butler's out number two. That'll bring up Junior Perez. And the Quad Cities, top of the ninth inning. Peoria leads by a 3-1 score. They're looking for some insurance before they go to the bottom of the ninth inning against the River Bandits. At Cedar Rapids, cleaning the clock at Beloit, 9-2, bottom of the eighth inning from Cedar Rapids. Final from West Michigan. Loons beat the Whitecaps 2-1. And a final from South Bend. Tin Caps doubled up the Cubs 8-4. Perez takes ball one low. Righty, righty. These the only meetings of the regular season between the Rattlers and the Nuts. The pitch. Perez hits a high bouncing ball, grabbed by the third baseman Metzinger reaching up. Though across in time, nearly into the path of the runner. But taken away from there by Martinez Jr. Lansing goes down in order against Jordan in the eighth inning. We're going to the bottom of the ninth, or I should say the bottom of the eighth. And it's Wisconsin with their last chance for insurance before we go to the ninth. Rattlers 3, Lugnuts nothing. Thank you.
Time to play Class B attendance. We got a bunch of choices up there for you. And when we start up the music, what did he yell in A, B, C, or D? Let's do it. What do you think? Yell it out, man. Not D. Not C. It is A. 4,803. Paid to see it.
The crowd just learned the attendance here tonight, 4803 from Wisconsin. By the way, that makes me think about the attendances the last four games of the Lugnut Series against Peoria, averaging over 7,000 per night, a terrific homestand. And we thank you so much for your support of Lansing Lugnuts baseball. Next Lugnuts home game, the 4th of July. Now, right now, out in the Nuts and Bolts shop, if you go online, you go to the Lansing Lugnuts team store, you can purchase your 2023 Lugnuts baseball card set. So get your card set. There are going to be some surprise autograph inserts sprinkled throughout. Pick it up for the 2023 season. The bottom half of the eighth inning sees Miller, Garcia, and Martinez Jr. against lefty Jack Owen. Owen deals to Darian Miller. Strike called on the outside corner. Miller's 0 for 1 with two walks and a run scored. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball. Strike two called at the letters. By the way, hello to Mark Walker checking in. So good to hear from you, Mark. Lefty deals to lefty. Off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Three runs in the second inning by Wisconsin. The only runs of the game. 3-0 Rattlers leading last of the eighth. Owen's pitch. Off the outside corner for ball two. Mark wrote in to try to answer the question today, the Lugnuts trivia question, and that being, who was the player traded from Wisconsin to Lansing June the 20th, 1996? Owen's pitch. Off the hands, jam shot, shallow right field. Swift goes out. He's got the catch. Humpback lineout at number one. I'll check in on the answer to that trivia question a little bit later on in this bottom half of the eighth inning after this Eduardo Garcia at bat. Email me, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. Social media at jgoldstress. Well, Eduardo Garcia waits from the right side. Pitch on its way. Owen misses off the inside corner. Ball one. It is Pride Night as well here in Wisconsin. Owen's pitch. A ground ball struck toward shortstop Muncy. Picks it up, fires to first, out number two. All right, let's get into that trivia answer. I've not seen any correct answers sent in yet. So let me tell you that in 1996, the Timber Rattlers, today they're a Brewers team, then they were a Seattle Mariners team. Today the Lugnuts are an Oakland A's affiliate. Back then they were a Royals team. Ernesto Martinez Jr. swings and misses. Strike one. And the Mariners made a trade with the Royals. The Mariners picked up Rusty Meacham. And in exchange, the Kansas City Royals got an infielder named Jose Amado. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. In 61 games playing for Wisconsin, Amado hit .289. He had 13 doubles, 5 homers, 6 steals, 11 attempts. It was pretty good. He was great for the Lugnuts in 61 games. An 0-2 from Owen. Had just missed. Aimed for the outside corner. Slightly low. In 61 games for the Nuts in 1996, Amado hit .342. A base percentage over .400, slugged over .500, 25 doubles, 1 triple, 4 homers, and 10 steals. Pop up in the infield, shortstop Muncy the call, and the catch back of second base. Owen works a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth inning. So we are going to the ninth. Lugnuts are down 3-0. Thanks to Mark Walker, Paul Hammerly, everyone for playing with our Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game. Jose Amado, acquired from the Rattlers, immediately put into the Lugnuts starting lineup as the starting third baseman and a Lugnuts legend in the early years of this franchise. And you think about how the affiliations have changed over the years, it just makes sense for these Wisconsin Timber Rattlers playing in Appleton, about an hour and a half away from Milwaukee, to be a Brewers farm club. And at the time, the Lugnuts, a Royals team. And then after the Royals, which they were from 96 through 98. 1999 through 2004, the Lugnuts were a Cubs affiliate. 2005 through 2019, a Toronto Blue Jays affiliate. And now ever since the reorganization, so starting with the 2021 season, the Lugnuts, the High A affiliate of the Oakland A's. The High A's. Pitching change for Wisconsin. Protecting a 3-0 lead as we go to the top of the ninth inning. A new lefty has come out and taken the ball. Lugnuts are about to bring up 6-7-8 Winkler, Buelvas, and Batista Jr. It is Luis Amaya, the minor league free agent, signed last year by the Milwaukee Brewers out of Punta Fijo, Venezuela. The same hometown as Lansing catcher Carlos Amaya. So I wonder, Carlos Amaya, Luis Amaya, Punta Fijo. I think I've got some follow-up questions to ask, don't you, as this series goes on. Carlos Amaya was born December the 28th, 2001. Luis Amaya was born August the 26th, 1998. Jack Winkler will lead off the ninth inning, followed by Buelvas, then Batista Jr. Lansing down 3-0. Three runs scored in the second inning by Wisconsin. So the Lugnuts need base runners down to their final three outs. Lefty Amaya deals. Jack Winkler takes ball one upstairs. Winkler's 1-for-3 with a single, a steal, a strikeout, and a flyout. Amaya out of the stretch. Kicks and offers.
Oh, yeah, it might be.
All the way to the right side. Ball and a strike. Amaya had been a Chicago White Sox player. And then elected free agency after being with the White Sox a certain number of years, signing with the Brewers.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss by Winkler and a fastball up. On the count is 1-2. As a matter of fact, Amaya, go back a couple of years ago, Luis Amaya, he was a member of the San Francisco Giants organization. The pitch up high and outside. I'm looking over all of his different tours of duty. He was originally signed by the Giants way back in 2014, December the 15th. Deals the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck out Winkler with a fastball. One down, top of the ninth inning. The Lugnuts are down to their final two outs, trailing 3-0. Up steps Brian Buelvas. So Amaya was with the Giants all the way through the end of 2021, then with the White Sox for 1 year, and now with the Brewers. Fires high, ball one. A man who has pitched in double A. And here he is back in high A. He is looking for his second save for the Rattlers. He brings it inside to Buelvas. That fastball is hopping. Appearance number 16 for Amaya. League batting 198 against him. Kicks and fires. Strike called on the inside corner. As you might expect for an older sort of player, he does not walk so many guys. 9 walks, now 31 strikeouts this year with a strikeout of Winkler. He fires. Down and in, jackknife Buelvas all the way to the backstop. He is one of a number of minor league free agents on this Wisconsin team. Sam Gardner was signed out of the Frontier League, the Gateway Grizzlies, for example. The pitch, fouled up and away off the right side. There's Tanner Shears, who was signed out of Indy Ball, and Schomburg and the Chicago Dogs. Well, the former Lugnut, Aiden McIntyre, was pitching and just announced his retirement. We wish Aiden well. The deal. Robust lines it. Right field. Fernandez over. Reaches out and makes the catch, backing up to his left. And the Lugnuts are down to their final out. So up steps Danny Bautista Jr. trying to keep hope alive in the series opener. Lefty deals to righty. Two outs, nobody on. Dribbler foul, bouncing toward the on-deck hitter, Elliott. In the bottom of the second inning, a walk, a single, a throwing error by Muncy, a wild pitch, and an RBI single by Ward. The only runs, 3-0 Rathbones. Fly ball, shallow, off the right side, into foul ground. The first baseman, Martinez Jr., can't reach it. Bounced on the warning track, bounced out of play. Foul ball, count on Danny Bautista Jr., 0-2. Can he keep things alive tonight? Mazurowski to Morales to Jordan to Amaya. Looking to complete a three-hit shutout. The pitch, fouled away, off the right side. Jason Mazurowski whiffed 5 4 2/3 innings, allowed all three of the hits. And Carlos Morales, two hitless innings. Brennan Jordan, 1 1/3 perfect. Now Bautista Jr. lines his one right field. Down for a base hit in front of Fernandez. Danny does keep things alive. An oppo single. Fernandez gets it in towards second. A two-out single brings up Elliott. Tying run steps into the on-deck circle. Lefty to lefty. Muncy on deck. Pitch on its way. Up and inside. You know, if that had grazed Elliott, and it came very close to doing so. Max Muncy is coming up to home plate with all his great power as the game-tying run. Bautista Jr. runs the pitch up and in again for ball two. Bautista Jr. takes second base on defensive indifference. Amaya plays with the rising bat. 3-0 Rattlers. A 2-0. Swing and a miss by Elliott. Went right through the fastball up. And I tell you that that fastball is exploding on these batters. Believe you me, I have not seen a Lugnut who's been ready for it yet. On the 2-1. Fouled up and away, lazily back to the left. Two balls, two strikes. Once again, the Lugnuts are down to their very last strike. Well, Danny Bautista Jr. on an 0-2 pitch just punched a single in a right field. Mark Elliott today is 1-for-3 with a single out of the 9-hole. Lefty to lefty, here it comes. That's whacked foul off the left side. 2-2 it holds. Outfield straight up. I stand corrected. The center fielder Gray Jr. is a couple of steps or so to his right. Amaya with the sign, looks back at Danny Bautista Jr. He pitches, and he missed outside for ball three. First base is open. Three balls and two strikes on Elliott. The set. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball to center field. Gray Jr. backs up, but he has it tracked. He's got the catch, and this ball game is over. Wisconsin shuts out Lansing in the opening game of the series. Final score from Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 3, the Lugnuts nothing. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for the Lugnuts, and those hits came in the second inning from Winkler, in the third inning from Elliott, in the fourth inning from Perez, all of them singles. Nothing after that. I stand corrected. 0 runs, 4 hits, because there was a single by Danny Bautista Jr. in the top of the ninth inning. So 0 runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors for the Nuts in the loss. The Lugnuts strand 9 runners on the bases.
225 on the
game was played in 2 hours and 25 minutes. And it was played in front of a crowd of 4,803. The Lugnuts with the loss fall to 29-34. The Timber Rattlers, who had 3 runs on 3 hits and no errors, they stranded 6. For Wisconsin, they improve to 26-36. They continue playing outstanding baseball. Lugnuts starting pitcher Yoelvis Del Rosario in defeat, 4 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. And then Jack Owen followed him. And Owen pitched very well. Well, that'll do it today from Wisconsin. Lansing Lugnuts fall 3-0 to the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Tomorrow is an early one. Tomorrow it's going to be a 12:10 p.m. local time start, a 1:10 p.m. Eastern time start. The lefty Brady Basso gets the ball for the Lugnuts against Cameron Wagner of Wisconsin. Thank you so much for keeping me company here from Appleton. 5 more games to go in this series. Lugnuts fall in defeat once again, 3-0 to the Timber Rattlers. I'll call tomorrow's game solo. Adam Jackson joins me from Thursday to the end of the series. Have a great night from Appleton, Wisconsin. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.